Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
If you went to a personal trainer to lose weight or to build muscles or get in shape, whatever you were going to do, when you came back each week, the first thing they would do is check to see your progress. So if you're like there for weight loss, then you'd weigh in, right? They'd put you on the scale. Or if it's strength training, they would see if you could lift any heavier weight than you could before or whatever. Scripture says, train yourself to be godly in 1 Timothy 4. So we're doing the same thing. It's training. It's personal training. So at the beginning of each one of these sessions, I would like you to step on the scale, the spiritual scale, and weigh in and see if you're making any progress. The way to do that is very simple. You just ask yourself the same question that I start every counseling session with, and that is, what ways have you behaved differently this past week as a result of the exercises that you're doing? What have you done or said or thought differently than you would have normally have had it not been for the exercises? And the answer that I would not be looking for would be, I did the exercises. You know, like I ask, well, what did you do different this week? I read Romans 8 every day, like you asked me to. Well, yeah, but what I'm asking is, what kind of behavior differences did reading Romans 8 cause in your life? So some examples of some answers to this, possible answers to this question. Somebody might say, as a result of the constant prayers for victory all through the day, there were a couple of times when I resisted a temptation that I normally would have caved into. Or as a result of taking the next step in my prayer life, my repentance last time I fell was deeper, you know, than it typically would have been. Or as a result of the daily meditations in the What's So Great About God book, I had the following delightful experiences with the presence of God last week. This one and this one and this one. Or as a result of memorizing Galatians 5:16. I walked by the Spirit in ways that I typically wouldn't have. Or as a result of memorizing and meditating on Isaiah 55:2, I ran to God. And there's one instance where I was craving something, and then I realized, no, my soul is craving God. And I ran to God instead of that thing. Or as a result of being in church and prayer group, it had this impact on my life. Just those are some sample answers to how you can tell if you're making progress. If you can say anything like that, any one of those, then you're making progress, and that's really good. If not, then you might have to amp up the intensity of the exercises that you're doing. So, again, just like a physical workout. So, just a little bit of review. In order to break free from an enslaving sin, you need three things. One of them is power. You need spiritual power from God, which means you're going to have to walk by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh, Galatians 5:16. Walking by the Spirit means subjecting yourself to the Holy Spirit's influence. So you do that through Scripture, prayer, fellowship. And I want to urge you, if you can't keep up with the exercises, don't give up. Anything is better than nothing when it comes to exercises. I give these assignments each week, and all these exercises, and you're like, man, I'm trying to do them, and I don't even make it until Tuesday, you know, and it's just that I'm already off the wagon, and it spoils the whole thing. If that's you, just realize that if you're starting from zero, then it's kind of hard to get up to all these things every single day right away. So I would suggest do what you can, you know, just make some progress. I'll tell you a story about my own physical workouts that I do. I'm a very sedentary person. I have a sedentary lifestyle. God, I don't think, designed me to do any kind of labor because my body is just averse to hard work. It makes me nauseous. And so I've never been in very good shape. And finally I decided, man, I need to get some kind of shape or I'll, you know, I don't want to die at age 40, you know, or something. So I decided a while back that I was going to start running. But I'm very busy. My schedule's really tight. I didn't have time to go to the gym or do anything like that. I didn't have very much time. And I didn't really have very much motivation. But I thought, well, I can run to the mailbox. I know I can run to the mailbox. And so I'll just do that. And then each day I'll just go one more step. It'll always be a piece of cake. And so I did. The first day I just ran from my house to the mailbox. It took me, I don't know, maybe 15 seconds. And then the next day I ran a couple more steps. And the next day a couple more. And my only rule was I just had to go at least one more step than the day before. That's all I had to do. And I did that for a long time. I got up to the point where I was running pretty fast for 6 minutes. That's all, and then I capped it right there because I didn't want to spend any more time with it. Like I said, I was really busy. So people would always laugh at me when I would tell them that I would really say, "What do you do for work?" And I run for 6 minutes. But you know, I got in a lot better shape than when I was just sitting around doing nothing. A lot better. And then the same thing was, after a while my knees started hurting, so I couldn't run anymore. So I started trying to do strength training. And I did the same thing. Started doing push-ups, and I thought, well, like, I'll start with, I think the first time I did it, I could do like 3 or something. And then, you know, after a while I did 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, and I just kept going up until it got, you know, 50 or 60 push-ups. And then I started doing it a few times a day. And then same thing with pull-ups. And so now I'm probably in the best shape of my life. And I work out 2 minutes at a time. And I do that, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. And it's an ordeal. It's an ordeal every day. It's an ordeal trying to get myself to it. I still have some more I got to do today, which is really a bummer. But all that to say, most people who are into physical fitness would just laugh me out of the gym if they found out that I was doing a grand total of 6 to 8 minutes a day of working out. But it's made a huge difference for me. And I think it's the same thing spiritually. If you can't keep up with all the exercises, and you're not the toughest guy in the gym necessarily with all these spiritual exercises, don't give up. Do something. Do something. And you'll start to see progress. And if you're not seeing any progress, then you maybe need to move from just 1 push-up to 3 or something like that. But you don't have to go crazy with this stuff on the very first day.
Thank you for listening. Our prayer is that this season of the Food for Your Soul podcast will help you tap into deeper and deeper experiences of the fruit of the Spirit, especially self-control. Your thoughts about the materials in these studies are important to us, and they may be helpful for others as well. A link to this podcast is posted on the Food for Your Soul Facebook page every weekday morning. You're invited to follow that page and post your reactions to that day's content. Your perspectives might be just what someone else needs to gain insight. And when a session is especially helpful, feel free to click on the share button so others can find it too.
This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.